Hi, welcome. This is our first call in the 2014, January 2014, for the Money Matrix Transformation Club. And we may be changing the name a little bit, so I'll talk about that later. But welcome, everybody. And I'm so excited to have you here. And I got some great plans for this year. Now, the theme of this month is, and of this actual call, is big dreams and small steps. And there's two components to that. One are the big dreams and really dreaming big, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then there's the planning, which is breaking it down into small steps, because any dream that just remains a dream without a plan there usually doesn't happen. So, not that things always go according to plan, but there needs to be steps taken and action out in the universe to bring it about. So, actually, this month there's a number of activities to help you with both of these things. Today, we're going to look at the big dreams, and I've got some exercises for that, and we'll also be doing some clearing around that, because often our big dreams, we start to dream smaller sometimes when we're older, because some of our other dreams may have got dashed, or we're told when we're young that it's not worth dreaming, and et cetera, et cetera. So we'll look at that for all of us. And also, I would really like to urge all of you to do your best to listen to Denise's telesummit, The Big Why, because I think that gives you another angle on the big dreams and exactly why you're, on this planet and what really is behind all the stuff that you're doing, the big why, the thing that really motivates you in your life. And that's a discovery process. And Denise has this telesummit where she's asking these questions, and it's all around the big why, and maybe Denise later can talk a little bit about that. And she's got some really amazing people there, and I think it'll give you some ideas about, other people big whys, but also clues into your own big why and how these other people have brought their dreams into action. So I'm certainly going to be I'm going to be talking at one of them, and so is Loretta, and so is Denise, actually quite a number of our group. And I'm definitely going to be listening to the other speakers on that. So that's one thing that I think will really be helpful for people. And then later today, I also do, this is a busy morning for me, I have an interview with Jennifer Lee, and she's a best-selling author, and I've included a link for both Denise's and Jennifer's events in the letter that I sent all the members out today. But just to say that Jennifer is somebody I've been following for quite a while, and she has a lovely website and has done some really interesting work around planning your business, where you use your right side of your brain as well and your intuitive side, and she incorporates collage and all kinds of things into her business. Into her business planning. So I think it's going to be a really fun call today. And even if you can't make it today, there's a recording and a replay, as long as you're signed up. I think most of you are signed up for the Creativity Cafe, but there may be a couple of people who aren't. So later this month, well, actually it's early February, and I'm talking more with Anne about this, is that Anne is going to be, has done a lot of work and in the human design system, and Anne can maybe explain this a little bit better, which is a really interesting system, which is based partly on the days you were born and a whole load of things. And It actually is really interesting in pinpointing what type of person, how you operate, and it's very insightful. And I think when you're doing your big dreams and your plans, it's always important to align them with who you are in the sense of the on a very deep sense, and in terms of what your natural talents and abilities are. And this system also helps you look at that. So that's a little bit about what's coming up in the next month or so. And we're also going to be having a Get It Done Day where we can get people can do. Probably explore more about their big dreams and also around their planning process, and so as well as the next session this month that we'll be doing on transforming your limited beliefs around these things. So, first of all, what I would like to do is a little exercise to see how big you can dream. So, it's just an exercise where you're going to make a list, and I'm going to give you a few minutes to do this, and you're going to just write things as fast as possible as to what you would really like in your life if money wasn't an object, and if you had as much money as you needed for any of these things, what would you be, do, or have? So a be thing is like I might be a oh gosh, gee, I'm blanking on this. I'm just thinking of an airplane pilot or a cook or a chef, or I might be a famous person on TV or whatever. I guess those are some examples. And do is anything you would like to do, like travel around the world or visit a particular place or start a hobby or any of those kinds of things. So just as I'm talking, just write down these things. And then, of course, have anything you want is could be a home. It can be small things and big things too. So just work on that list and dream big too. What are your biggest dreams? What if you could really change the world? What kind of things would you do? Change your world and the world. So I'll just let you do that for a minute or two, and I see we have another person on the line, and we'll check who that is later. But welcome. And so just make that list as juicy as possible. And I'm going to give you another minute, and I'm just talking to keep the lines open and just so that there's not a big blank in this recording, although there could be. I'm not sure how to put on music with this service, so I guess that would be the best thing. And I don't want to start singing right now for you. So, your biggest dreams. Stretch yourself. What if nothing got in the way? What would be really wild, and you'd love to do it, but maybe you're holding yourself back because it's too wild? What would be fun? What would be just so amazing that you would do anything for it to happen if you believed it was possible? And then just reach back right into your childhood. What did you dream of doing then? What did you think was possible? Did you have a dream that you've forgotten about? Or were there some things that you did then that you've kind of forgotten about and would like to do now? If you only had the time or the money or whatever that you've put in your way right now. Okay. So I'm just going to, in a minute, we'll open up and maybe share some things. But I heard something, I guess about a couple of months ago that really impressed me and made me think differently about my dreams, and that maybe I had kind of started dreaming small, although I'm naturally a dreamer. I do it all the time. But still, I think I start, and I'm noticing a little bit, like I have this idea, which is actually a big dream, and yet it's almost like I can't think about it. I told it to somebody, and then they were excited, and then I've gone really foggy since then. So sometimes that happens when you're scared a little bit about putting that big dream out, and this is what we're going to be clearing today. However, I heard this thing from somebody, and it just impressed me so much, and it said that if you And just, I would invite you all to look at your list. And is there a dream there that might take you 3 lifetimes that actually can't even be fulfilled in your lifetime? And if that's the case, that's when you're really dreaming big. Because really, your dreams should be bigger than what you can do in this lifetime. They should be so big that. Because the bigger they are, the more they can carry you along. And just small dreams just don't have that same ability to motivate and to really inspire you and others. And an example is, like Martin Luther King with his dream. He had a huge dream, and it wasn't a dream that he could get in a lifetime. In fact, his life was cut short. But a lot of his dream has come into being, and it certainly has gone into inspiring generations since then. So it's just to look at your dreams that way. Don't I think I started getting down on myself and saying, "Oh, you just dream too big," and it's don't dream anymore, and you won't be able to do it. And this gave me a whole new perspective on that. So I just wanted to share that with you. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask people to share a little bit about this process and any dreams they would like to share. So and then we'll go into what might be holding you back from those. Hello?
Well, this is Anne. I have to
Okay.
I just a few that I only got to a few, but
You got the whole week to continue. Great. I'm glad you didn't stop. Actually, that's a good sign, Anne, if you only got to a few. Because some people just write for a minute and then they can't think of anything more. And that's not good because it means they've stopped really dreaming. So share it with us. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to be a well-respected speaker and, go around and speak about childhood and children and all those kinds of things. And I want to sing in an a cappella group that is just that expresses everything I want to express in the world. But, I'm
Wow.
an artist, and I just really want to sing. I've been in singing groups before. I've been a professional musician, but I've let it go, so I want to bring that back. And I want to inspire people with that, with the singing, to really, dig deep into your heart and your soul and really understand the needs of the soul. And I want to travel, and I want to collect children's games and songs and activities and bring those to life. And I want a beautiful bike so I can stop driving my car around. And a beautiful home. So there's a few things I could go on and on.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. And I wish we were in the same group. Then I'd love to join you and get inspired by you around singing. Because that's on my list too. Although I've never been a professional singer. Anybody else want to share?
Katie, it's
yes.
Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
I have three lifetimes because what I would want to be is an artist, a writer, and a dancer.
An artist, painter?
A writer.
Oh, sorry, writer?
A writer, a singer, and a dancer.
Uh-huh, lovely.
I'd like to be a consultant with people that are engaged in the creative arts. And
okay.
I think that's a consultant par excellence. I mean, just the best in the world. In terms of doing, I was kind of stymied in a bit. I know I like to travel, but I guess I'm so busy singing and dancing and writing and drawing that I don't have time to do much more. But definitely I want to live abundantly.
Mm.
And according to the, I mean, based on what I want to be, what I want to have is what I have, a home on the orchard, love a new car. I didn't think about a bike, Ann, but I would definitely want a bike. And I want all the resources that I need for the art. Just resources galore for art, the studio space. And I'd also like to have a mentor for all of these creative arts that I'm involved in. So I want both Ann, I want to be a mentor, but I also want to have someone who's ahead of me to mentor me in my path of creativity.
Wow. Fabulous. Lots of creativity coming up here in both these things.
And one of the good things about this Phoenix Project is I'm going to be able to take singing lessons, which is it's just a free gift that I have an opportunity to see about this particular part of the dream, whether it's going to come through in this lifetime or in another.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Anybody else there who wants to share? And, yes?
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. So I have, you know, it's so funny because I kind of started out with where I was as a kid. I wanted to be an astronaut and a time traveler.
An actor in a, sorry, say that again?
An astronaut and a time traveler.
Okay. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of live the Star Trek life. But then I realized, hey, I really actually like a lot of the life I have created. I think I would add a lot less worry about things. But I, too, would love to be an artist, writer, singer, and dancer. Those things sound wonderful to me. but where I went with my time, you know, because I have a lot of big dreams, and where I went with my time is kind of the biggest dream that takes many lifetimes kind of thing. And that's a dream that involves a change in human consciousness, that we have found our connection with each other and with planet Earth, that, you know, we have put our energies collectively, our collective energies, into restoring and renewing and rejuvenating the living systems of the planet, and that the result is oceans teeming with life and rivers that are abundant and clear and wildlife that is, you know, living abundantly and on Earth, and that humans have this just and right relationship with each other, and that we know what's enough. And that's a dream I've held for a while now. And I whenever I start to dream, it kind of keeps jumping to that really big dream.
Beautiful. And I notice it has a lot to do with water.
Yes.
Which is not something that I actually had heard from you before in that way. So that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. I love, beautiful dreams. Anybody, there was somebody came on the line and I don't know who it is. I just wanted to welcome them. It's 772-359. Is that that must be a California thing. Maybe it's Denise is your number. Maybe it's you, Denise, if you're phoning from a different place. Is it 772?
No, it's not me.
Oh, and I don't hear anybody else kind of saying anything, but anyway, it is a bit of a mystery. Okay. So maybe we'll find out later. So, anybody else want to share? Shelley?
Okay. I realized as everybody was talking about their dreams that I certainly have given up a lot of dreams, and I am kind of a small dreamer. I want some money to be coming into our family so that my husband doesn't have to work so hard. That's my very first goal.
Yeah.
And dream. And then I would love to go out and splurge on a new wardrobe, some clothes that make me feel good. I would like to work on being healthy with exercise and good eating. I have started the good eating part, and the exercise is slowly creeping in, so that's good. I would like to travel and take holidays, would bring my whole family on holidays. And I would like to visit parts of the world and take my book to children across the world. I guess that's my biggie dream. And the other big dream I have is if I have the money available to me, I would love to create a house that is off-grid. I would like to be a little more independent of big gas companies and electric companies and so on. And I think it was Denise was talking, you inspired me to go a little bit deeper and say the three lifetime thing would be to heal the governments of the world and heal the financial aspect of the world.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are wounded terribly.
They sure are. Well, thank you. That's great. So anybody else want to say anything? And then we'll get into some of the other stuff here. And, well, some of my big dreams are just really changing the whole way our culture is and society is so that, like, it's more sustainable and so that people don't have to live in terrible poverty, so that the economic system is radically changed so that it meets human needs. That's always been a big thing for me, along with social justice. And I think for me, this year, I'm feeling this, I got to get more back to my creative roots and do more things around my creativity, as well as with my business. And I'm feeling like maybe starting to do a few masks again and reinitiate a project. I did a project which was quite wonderful a few years ago, and it went really well, but it was just the beginning, really. And it was around a play that I wrote, which was called The Sorrow Keeper, and we mounted it, and there were about 17 people. It was a workshop production, but it was quite sophisticated and developed for a workshop production and had a wonderful, you know, for those who were able to see it, wonderful impact. And I've always dreamed of going bigger with it and taking it to the stage in a, you know, really professional way. So that's something I'm actually really thinking about how I could start, you know, even applying for grants or doing a project which might be a community production of that play. And so that's one thing I'm thinking of. And also a big dream of mine is just to get people who are really concerned about the planet and together and do things together and kind of find some forums for that. And I have an idea around a project I know in El Salvador that I've helped before, and it's an arts, you know, where art has been used to heal trauma. And I'm tossing around ideas about how maybe I could get a group of 20 people going down there and helping them build, get the finance, getting land for the school that they want to build down, you know, that they actually want to physically build down there. So those are some of my big dreams. And and then there's the smaller ones, like, you know, of course, like having I think beautiful clothes and doing more singing, and I'd actually like to join a local choir around here and try and find one. So yeah, so that's some of my dreams. So I'm wondering, as people think of their dream, what gets in their way? What actually, is there something that just starts you, you know, I won't get it. Just look at your list and see which ones are twigging you as to, like, how can I ever even start on that, or, you know, or whatever. Or if I start on that, I won't finish it, or just the beliefs that might kind of stop you. So anybody want to say something on that? And this can be on the small dreams or the big dreams.
Katie, it's Loretta.
Yes, Loretta. Thank you.
The big thing for me is I really don't believe you when you say money's no object.
Okay.
No, I mean, honestly, I look at all of that. If I had the resources, if I had the money, there'd be nothing stopping me. Nothing, you know. Now, maybe if I had the money, I would, you know, see things differently. But honestly, when I look at it, it just all comes back to the fact that I don't have the resources to do any of that. And
you don't have the resources to do any of that. That's an interesting statement.
And I know you told me money is not an object, but as soon as I look at taking any one of those and putting it into, you know, into emotion, it's like, you know, I mean, that's just the truth. And I mean, I know, as I said, I'm going to have these singing lessons, you know, free of charge for 3 months. But that's a gift that comes with what's happening right now. And I don't have it in me to believe that if I really wanted, for example, to choose one of those and start, that the financial resources would be there for me. So.
Okay, so just an example for, like, being an artist or a writer or a consultant in the creative arts, are those things that you couldn't do or even start without more financial resources?
Well, I have started them, and I can start them. I mean, I can do them. But there's something about doing them with, you know, just no concern about how I'm going to get the money to do what I do. Yeah, I mean, even here, when I'm involved with this project, you know, I'm going to need to be purchasing some supplies, and it's just a real stretch. It's a stretch for me to do that right now in terms of, you know, going to an art supply place and putting down the money I need to buy those things. So, I don't know. It's just a real catch-22 for me right now.
Okay, so we'll go on to that one. And great. Anybody else want to put something in the pot?
This is Anne. And
yes.
I have something that I actually feel kind of, I don't know, ashamed about, or I don't even want to say it, but I'm just going to say it because I figure I
great.
Do. which is when I hear other people's dreams and I think, I don't know why I do this. I just put myself into the place of, I guess it's someone else is already going to do that, or, oh, I've lost my opportunity. It's a really strange kind of a feeling. I just put myself in a very, you know, an unabundant place that, oh, okay, someone's already doing that. I can't do that. I have to think of a new dream. I don't know how to explain it, but something along those lines, and it's really deep in my gut. I don't even have the words for it. It's just like, oh, that got taken away from me or something. And
okay.
I know intellectually that's not true, but in my gut, that's how I feel. My opportunity got taken away.
Interesting. Very good noticing, and thank you for sharing that. That seems like a really deep and important one to do. Anybody else here?
Katie.
Yeah? Yes,
Denise. For me, well, I mean, first of all, there's the impractical one, which is that that time travel really isn't scientifically possible at the moment. But
maybe spiritually, but who knows?
but you know, a lot of what stops me in my dreams now, and it sounds really funny because I'm not an old person,
But I look around and I think about how much energy I had when I was young, and that, you know, a lot of times I go, well, you know, that's for the young. You know, that's theirs to do. It's mine to do. And I'm kind of aging myself before my time. I'm saying, well, you know, I'm getting older. So I often just say, well, how, you know, because I've always had a lot of dreams and a lot of interests, and I've done a lot of things. And where I am right now, I'm paring them back because I want to focus. Because I'm realizing that, wow, you know, I may not get all these things done, all these projects done in my life. There's not that much time. Time is a factor for me.
Good. Okay. Great noticing. And, yeah, and one does, I'm older than you, like, by, I think, quite a few years. And, yeah, one does change one's dreams as one gets older, and the energy changes, and or change one's way of approaching it. And yet, and there obviously is less physical energy, but maybe we can explore ways that you can do the dreams that actually are much more powerful. But as you move more into your later years, there are different ways that you can do it, and you're still not quite there, but it would be, yeah, it's an interesting thing to clear. Anybody else?
It's Shelley, and I keep having this little nasty feeling coming up that it's a little bit fearful for me to be out there and do these public dreams.
Okay. Right.
Get hung or something, you know, that feeling?
Right. Okay, so it's the thing of just being really visible, which is, yeah, like really frightening. And, yeah, we've got many layers of that. So anybody else, or I'll start tapping. And I still can't find it. Hello?
Quick one, if you don't mind.
And who's that now?
Anne.
Yeah, I thought it sounded like Anne again. I'm still trying to find out about the mystery caller. But
my last one is just that I'm following the wrong dream.
Okay.
I'm giving out a lot of energy, and I'm missing the point somehow.
Oh.
It's cloudy.
Okay.
Cloudiness.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. So missing the point. I mean, it's not wonderful having it, but good things to clear. Okay, so we'll start and we'll see what comes up first, and we'll go through what we can. So, I'm just trying to think of I'm just going to do whatever happens. Even though I don't dare dream my big dreams, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm starting to limit my dreaming because of my fears, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm limiting my dreaming because of my fears, I deeply love and accept myself. Don't be a dreamer, don't be a dreamer, don't be a dreamer, don't be a dreamer, don't be a dreamer. Why should I dream anymore? Nothing really turns out the way I think it's going to do. And the money always seems to screw things up. It screws things up. How can I dream when I don't have money? How can I dream when I don't have money? How in the earth do other people dream? Without money, without resources, without anything. How did Martin Luther King do it? How did Mandela do it? How did all these people dream into existence something different? Without money, without resources, without time. I don't have time. I don't have time to dream too much. I don't have time to do what I dream of. Why does it matter to dream? I'll just get disappointed. I'll get disappointed again. I'll get disappointed, disappointed, disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed again. How can I dream? How can I dream of really getting out there when I want to hide? How can I dream that I'm going to do what I need to do without knowing that I'm going to be safe? How can I dream safely? Because dreams aren't safe. They stretch me. They stretch me so, so far. They stretch me into a place of doing something I've never done. They stretch me into a place of doing things I have never done, of reaching out to people I've never reached out to, of reaching out to people I've never reached out to. On the way to dreams, there's so much hardness. There's difficulties. There's refusals. There's failures. On the way to dreams, there's failures. On the way to dreams, there's failures. I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail. I want to do something that I know is going to succeed. I don't want to waste my time in failure. And yet failure, 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 what we define as failure, all those times of experimenting and seeing which was the right one way. Life can't be done without things not going the way we think they're going to go. As they said, Edison tried and tried and tried and tried again to get his inventions, and he got it. But he did thousands and thousands of experiments that failed. Only he didn't think it failed. He just thought, well, that's showing me it's another way. That's showing me that doesn't work, and I have to keep going on and finding what works. So why can't I do that? Why can't I just keep going after my big dreams, keep going after my big dreams, keep going after my big dreams, be motivated by my big dreams, be driven by my big dreams, be inspired? Why have I lost that ability to be inspired? Inspired. Inspired as I follow something way, way bigger, as I follow something way, way bigger. Okay. If anybody wants to say anything right now about how that hit them, they're welcome. If not, I'll just continue with some of the other themes. Anybody have anything there? Okay.
Katie?
So, yes?
Katie, it's Loretta. There's something that shifted in me, and maybe it'll come clearer, but all of a sudden I had a realization that if I had all the money in the world in my bank account, mm-hmm. I would still be making choices that are too small.
Okay, wow.
You know, and I don't know more than that right now, but it was a very powerful shift.
Okay.
So all light went on.
Great. Good. Okay, that's good to know, because that often is the case. Money is just one thing that blocks us, but, I mean, it's... often it's there's other fears there, other things. Anybody else? Okay. So I'm going to, let me see. I'm going to look into, I'm just going to do Anne's one a little bit, which is stolen dreams. Or actually, this is why I'm... you never said stolen dreams, but that if other people have dreams that are the same as yours, that somehow you've lost your opportunity and you've got to think of a new dream. Okay, so here we go. Even though I'm afraid to dream because I think that my dreams are going to be stolen from me, even though I'm afraid to dream because others may dream the same thing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid to dream because, or just think I have to have a different dream, I deeply love and accept myself. Why is it I have to have a different dream from everybody else? Why? Why is it that I have to have a different dream? I mean, my version of a dream is necessarily going to be different than everybody's because it's just my version. What is this about my dreams getting stolen from me? what is this about stolen dreams? What is this about somehow there's a competition, there's a limiting of dreams. People can only have one dream, and then it's taken up, and nobody else can dream that. Why there's millions of people who dream of singing, millions of people who dream of speaking, millions of people who dream of a better world. And isn't that great? Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful that so many people dream of the same things and do the same things, because that creates an enormous energy behind what I'm doing. And what if my dreams coalesce with others, other people's dreams, so it means I'm not alone in my dream? What if I'm not alone in my dream, and that's a good thing, that actually builds energy, that builds energy, that builds energy? What if we could all dream together collectively another way of being in this society? What if we could all dream collectively into being another way of being with kids, another way of parenting? And I would be part of that big dream. I would be part of that big dream, as would other people. What is it I'm afraid of? What is it I am afraid of, that my dreams will be stolen from me, that I can't have my dream, that I can't have my dream, but everybody else can have their dream? Everybody else can have their dream, but I'm not allowed to have my dream. What's all in that? Of course I can have my dream. Of course I can have my dream. And of course I can have all these dreams, even if other people feel them too or have thought of them before. I can have these dreams, and they're just totally uniquely my own dreams, because they're coming from me and they have my stamp, and there's no other person in the world like me. There's some people who are a little like me or a lot like me, but there's nobody exactly the same as me. So I can have my dreams again. I can have my dreams, Mom and Pop and everybody who said I couldn't have my dreams. I can have those dreams. I can have those dreams. Okay. So anything come up there, or I'm going to go into the and then I'm going to go into the thing about being too old around the dreams. Okay. I'm just going to go into the old thing, and then we can take some comments. Even though I feel like it's impractical and I'm getting too old to really think of big dreams, and that I have to pare back, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling like I'm getting too old for my dreams, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling like I'm getting too old for all these dreams, I deeply love and accept myself. What if it's okay to dream? What if it's okay to dream however much and however old I am? That just putting the dreams out in the world, that just putting this energy of dreams will bring them into being, even if it's not me who brings them into being, that will this energy of dreams that continues generation and generation, this feeding of the dreams, the feeding of the dreams, the feeding of the dreams, nourishing dreams, nourishing dreams. And yes, I can only do so much in a lifetime, and really I have no idea how much that can be, or when it may end, or when, or what the limits are, but I'm going to keep dreaming. I'm going to keep dreaming, and I'm going to keep that muscle of dreaming working, 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 working. I'm going to keep that muscle going as I dream big, as I dream bigger and bigger of what this world can be, of this new world into being, and foster new generations and bring this dream to others, bring this dream to others. I don't have to do it all. I don't have to do all these dreams, but I can seed it in others. I can express it. I can inspire, and that's so important. Sometimes it's only needing to inspire others that will make dreams come true, that will make dreams come true. Sometimes our role is just to inspire others. Sometimes it's just to inspire others. sometimes it's just to inspire others that our dreams will come into being, that our dreams will come into being, whether it's now or never, now or never, now or never, now or never in our lifetime, but later in other lifetimes. We have a role to keep dreaming, not to pare down our dreams. Yes. Yes, we choose what we focus on. We choose our actions. We focus on doing small little steps towards dreams, but we don't stop dreaming. We don't stop dreaming. We don't stop dreaming, however old we are. Even if it's our last day on this planet, we keep the dream alive. We keep the dream alive. We've got a duty to keep the dream alive. Okay. Anybody want to say anything? Hello? People are there still. Okay,
yeah.
Good. So yeah. I think we went pretty deep there, so good.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That was good. I also realized as this was unfolding why it was that I'm so interested in time travel. And that is that I really long for the time on planet Earth around the time of Lewis and Clark, I guess, where wildlife just, you know, filled the continent. And it wasn't that long ago. But I think that time travel piece of it really has to do with wanting to see that. So it's part of the same dream. It sounds funny, but it just it connected it for me.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's kind of quite a different image than the astronaut, you know, going out in space.
Yeah, but the reality is I want to go back. I wanted to go back and see what humans saw when everything when we were all part of things.
Yeah. And maybe a part of that, Denise, is that I'm feeling, perhaps you can see in different ways, you know, spiritually, but I'm wondering if it also means a deeper connection to wildlife right now and whether there's any way in, you know, this life now that part of that might be fulfilled.
Yeah.
I don't know, just something to kind of roll over in your brain.
Yeah.
And they're definitely there's this theme that you've been coming up with today, which is just your connection with nature and with the seas and the oceans and the rivers and the animals. And, interesting, yeah, great. Anybody else want to say anything? And then I think what we'll do is do a healing code just to end the session. And anybody else?
This is Anne. Just that
yes.
It was really powerful and just kind of turning that feeling of that something's going to be taken from me, which is a common theme, into actually connecting with other people. Just something for me to sort of meditate on and kind of bring into my being.
Right. Beautiful. Oh, I'm glad that kind of did a little switch there. Yeah. And anything that hasn't been quite covered or, you know, that we can come back to in other sessions. I'm just noticed that I've somehow not got my healing codes with me, which doesn't matter. It's just the initial setup statement. So I'm going to make it up, which I do on occasion when this happens. It's really the intention that's important, and sometimes it's good to actually make it up. So what I'm going to do is just say a prayer, which is, as I said, going to be somewhat of what I remember and an invention. And that is that I pray and request that all the things that are getting in the way of me realizing my big dreams, all those hidden memories, those hurts that happened in childhood and in past lives, those reasons why I've hidden away from my big dreams, all those reasons, that they be healed and cleared. And that I request that this healing be powerful as I am able to contain at this time, and even more powerful than that, but it just keeps on rippling out. And I thank and give gratitude for all those things and all those people who will bring into my life these big dreams, that who will help me realize these big and small dreams. Okay, so there we go, and we're going to point the fingers, bring your fingers up and cup them and point them towards the area in between the third eye. I mean, sorry, in between the eyebrows, around where the third eye is. And just focusing on either on relaxation, just being relaxed and just this really positive way of being in the moment, or you can also focus on some truth statement that is of truth to you, something that you can believe. It's not an affirmation in the sense that it's something that you can't believe, but something that you can believe now. Maybe it's just, I'm moving into my big dreams. And simple as that. I'm inspired to follow my big dreams. Okay, so then now we're moving the fingers and the hands to the to the throat area, and focusing the energy there. I am speaking my big dreams. My big dreams are coming into being as I speak and invoke them. I am feeling the pleasure of my big dreams. It's so fun just to dream big, just to sit and dream for a little bit. My busy day, dream into being, dream into being. There's always the dream first, the dream first, the dream time. Having more dream time. Okay, corner of the jaw. Dream time. Focusing your hands on the corners of the jaws. Dreaming bigger and bigger and bigger. That dream rippling out into the world. Sharing dreams. Creating dreams all together. Passing dreams on to new generations. Stretching one's capacity to dream. Stretching it so far that it goes beyond this world to the outside edges of the universe. The infinite universe, infinite dreams. To the side of the temples now, focusing the energy there, the temple of dreams. How have I cultivated, how have I looked after my temple of dreams? And then again, in between the eyebrows. And then down to the throat. And then down to the side of the jaw. And then to the side of the temple. And then putting our hands on top of our head, and just for a moment, coming back into the room where we are, or if we're outside, it could be outside, and just looking at something beautiful in the surroundings. And then gently letting your hands go to your side. And just like to wish all of you a wonderful day and a wonderful week. And an exciting week, I think, for some of us at least. And we'll see all of you on the next call, and I've posted you about, but I'll post you about again. And bye then.